Welcome to the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
All right, we're speaking with Matt Hartwig out here in Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting. And Matt is talking about ethanol with a lot of farm broadcasters from all over the country here. Now, Matt, of course, Bob Dineen, the president of RFA, can't be here because he's back up on Capitol Hill, and there's a lot going on, even though there's nothing going on, it seems like. But the big issue for our renewable fuels for ethanol is the energy bill, and it seems like it's been stalled lately. But at this point, what are you seeing in D.C., and what do you expect?
Well, if I had a crystal ball, Cindy, I'm not even sure I'd tell you. Maybe I'd go play the stock market, and you'd never see me again. But we remain optimistic that Congress will pass an energy bill before they leave for the holiday break, and that energy bill will include the expansion of the renewable fuel standard. I think with oil always near $100 a barrel now, with gas prices rising, with concerns about global climate change, with the continued instability in regions of the world on which we rely for our oil, you know, I think the leaders in Congress understand that the American people want a change. The status quo is no longer acceptable. We have got to start taking the steps in this country to become a more energy secure nation, a more energy independent country, and not independent in the sense that we don't get oil from other parts of the region, but independent in the sense that we are not beholden to or have to kowtow to countries that are part of OPEC or to Russia or anyone else. You know, if we feel that they're treating us unfairly, that they're trying to manipulate the marketplace, we can simply say, thanks, no thanks, we've got this one.
Now, there are concerns on the Senate side that the energy bill might not make it through, and so they have been movement to introduce the RFS as part of the farm bill. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that underscores how important members of the Senate and members of Congress as a whole think the RFS is. I think they understand that America's farmers are in a unique position forever. They've fed the world, provided fiber, and they're very good at it. Now, not only can they continue to play that traditional role, but now they can help fuel a nation. I mean, I would much rather rely on a farmer in Nebraska or Missouri, you know, than an oil baron in the Middle East. So I think it's a direct reflection of the support on Capitol Hill. Our biggest concern is getting the RFS passed. We think that's very important, not only to the industry, but also to the nation as a whole, providing some stable, renewable energy policy from which we can build. If the Farm Bill turns out to be the vehicle that it moves the RFS on, that's okay. But we believe that the RFS should be part of an energy bill, and it should be passed by Congress and sent to the president's desk as soon as they possibly can get it done.
How do you respond to the critics, of which there's many for ethanol, that say we don't need to increase the RFS?
I ask them what their other solutions are. You know, okay, you don't want to use ethanol. What do you want to use? I mean, oil price isn't going down. Oil price is having a negative impact on your business. Oil price is having a tremendously negative impact on consumers. I mean, they like to point the finger at ethanol for raising food prices. That's a tough sell to make, because if you consider just 19% of every food dollar is sent back to the farm, that means 81% goes for something else. That something else is packaging, processing, transporting, putting the Boston Red Sox on the cover of Wheaties. All of those are very energy-intensive activities, and when oil goes up $100 a barrel, consumers feel the pinch.
Okay, about meeting the RFS, there's concern out there. People say that we can't meet the RFS, and already we've met or exceeded. But what's your response to those people who say that we can't produce that much ethanol?
Again, I would say, okay, then what else are we going to do? The Senate version of the RFS, the 36 billion gallons of annual use, is carefully constructed because it recognizes, just like the ethanol industry has recognized, that there is a limit to how much ethanol can be produced from corn responsibly. That number, as most reasonable people will tell you, is around 15 billion gallons annually. given today's technology. That's exactly what the RFS calls for. The remaining 21 billion gallons to get to 36 must come from that next generation of ethanol technology. Things like corn stalks and what POET is going to do in northwest Iowa, or wood chips, what Range Fuel is building a plant to do in Georgia. I mean, by providing a stable platform from which to grow, and this platform is a renewable fuel standard, you can be to the cellulosic arm of the ethanol industry what the 2005 energy bill was to the grain-based industry. I mean, we're not going to meet all of our energy needs from corn. We're not going to do it all from ethanol. But we've got to start making those changes today.
Well, and also national security. You held an event this week in Washington, D.C., talking about the importance of ethanol for our national security.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you think about the huge budget that we have for national defense, for the Department of Defense, you know, our vast majority of that is for very legitimate operations that ensure the continued security of the United States. Part of that, though, is ensuring the free flow of oil. It's naive to think that we shouldn't spend money to protect the free flow of oil. We're so dependent upon it. But that comes with a cost. It not only comes with a cost in terms of putting our men and women in uniform at risk, but there's a monetary number attached to that. It's estimated by people who know more about that issue than I that we spend around $100 billion a year to protect the free flow of oil from the Persian Gulf. If you actually were to calculate all of the government expenditures that go into ensuring that we get oil from the Persian Gulf or Russia or somewhere else to your gas tank in the form of gasoline, today you should add $10 to the price you pay at the pump. So the next time you fill up at $3.10, just add 10 bucks to that, look yourself in the mirror and say, I wonder if there's something different we could do.
All right, thank you very much. That's Matt Hartwig with Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.
More information about ethanol can be found online at ethanolrfa.org. With the Ethanol Report, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.